Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Friday, the 20th of May. This is Weather Wisdom. I'm looking out at a clear sky. It's comfortable. Some places in the 40s this morning. Lower 50s for others, and it's definitely a nice morning. Get outside, do a little gardening, a run, a walk. Just take advantage of this beautiful day we have ahead with partly sunny skies. Temperatures in the 70s to near 80 degrees. It will be cooler at the coast with a southeasterly breeze coming in off the water. Very light, no big deal. Now, tonight, we've got a few showers and maybe a thunderstorm coming across the area. That's the leading edge of the warmer air. Sometimes these warm fronts can bring very loud thunderstorms. They're sort of lower tops, and it can really wake you up. The best chance for this is going to be south of the Mass Pike. We could see some downpours. I am really hopeful for this. I'd love everybody to get soaked. I'm not going to hold my breath, but anyway, we may see a shower overnight tonight. I actually think we'll probably see a shower. The question is it significant or not? Whatever happens tomorrow morning when you get up early, it's probably cloudy and then we become mostly sunny. It's not uncomfortable tomorrow morning either with temperatures in the mid-90s for the afternoon, low to mid-90s. It will be cooler Cape Cod and the islands, you folks, for the weekend. No heat waves, no heat, not even 80 degrees. Same thing, outer tip of Cape Ann. You get out towards Gloucester, Rockport, it's going to be a lot cooler here this weekend, especially on Sunday. I'll talk more about that in a second. Saturday night's warm. We stay above 80 until 11 o'clock. We go down to the 70s late at night. It's definitely an air conditioner kind of night across the air with humidity levels coming up. The record for Saturday is 93 degrees. That's the record to beat. It's 88 in Worcester. That's the record to beat there. And it is possible Logan Airport does break that record. Now, Sunday, sunny, hot, temperatures in the 90s, mid-90s, a few upper 90s possible. The all-time record's 97 degrees, set back in 1880. That's Logan Air. Well, it wasn't Logan Airport at that point. It was Boston. It was down, I think, on Milk Street. But anyway, downtown Boston, 97 degrees. It's possible. The daily record's 93. That's possible as well. Now, one thing I'm noticing, last night I actually sent a picture of the GFS model to Eric Fisher, my colleague over at BZ, and I said to him, or I typed to him, I said, this looks weird. And it has all these 60s across Maine at, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. And then the next run of the GFS put it back into the 80s. And that's what they're forecasting up there, mid-80s. But then this morning, I look back at another model, and again, it's got these 60s. And what it's doing is it's bringing the marine air in from the coast of Maine. And now we've got two models doing it, or we've got another model doing it. So these are the types of things you have to really watch carefully for, because sometimes what happens in these extreme heat scenarios like this is Logan Airport ends up with this weird little sea breeze that comes in, and it may come in for a few hours, keeping temperatures down. You don't get the record. Then the sea breeze stops. Temperatures go back up to, say, 90, 91. But again, the record isn't broken. We'll have to watch for that sea breeze here for Sunday. When you get such warm weather developing inland, it can produce a little feeble sea breeze right at the water's edge. Remember, excuse me, the Logan Airport temperature is taken basically in the water, so it doesn't take much. And, you know, it can be 93 degrees in West Roxbury and 78 at the airport. Not saying it's going to happen, but it's not going to be surprising if we see it. Then we get cooler weather here for Sunday night. It will take a while. We'll cool down into the 70-degree range. And we won't get as hot on Monday, 75 to 80 with a northerly wind. There's the cooler air, and it's in the 60s for a couple of days after that. I do not see any significant rain if we miss the showers overnight tonight. Forget about anything until sometime maybe Thursday or Friday of the upcoming week. You need to water containers. I actually practice what I preach. I've watered everything, but I brought in all my little seedlings, which are outside ready to be planted. I'm not planting anything today. It will not get established in time, and it'll just end up dying. This, you know, I'd have to cover it, and it's just too much of a pain. So I just brought them inside, and I'll wait until Monday to get things in the ground. Have a terrific weekend, everybody.